Kia ora, ko Ate Reano Mate Ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Tūranga Waiwai Marae is gearing up to host thousands of manuhiri for the annual hui marking the coronation. Kingitanga spokesperson Rahui Papa says a commemorative dinner was held last night for the king's predecessor, Te Ariki Nui Te Atairangi Kahu. The marae is being prepared for Friday when Tainui start the hui by remembering those in the tribe who have died in the course of the year. COVID has disrupted the hui in recent years, including the country going into lockdown on the eve of the kawemate, and Mr. Papa says he's looking forward, saying haere rā to the ngārara and getting back to normal tikanga.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the faces of the motu. It's going to be sad, there's been a significant number of rangatira across Whainui and across the motu that have passed on. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the whites of the eyes of people and not on a Zoom screen, but ākanui.
Other highlights of the hui include daily kapahaka, a tug-of-war competition, and the tug-of-war of all the political parties except ACT turning up on Sunday. The Greens have welcomed the government's moves to lower the voting age for local body elections to 16. The bill is in response to a Supreme Court finding that a voting age of 18 was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says based on what she saw yesterday when 137 letters from Tamariki and Rangatahi aged from 6 to 22 were delivered to Parliament, the age could come down further.
Honestly, the wisdom and the care that our Tamariki and Mokopuna are showing for our planet and for each other, it's superb and it's superior. It's superior to the generations before them. And I am so glad that we are going to lower the voting age. Even our younger ones have really clear visions, values and principles for how to look after people and planet.
And finally, a Māori filmmaker says even though many Māori working in the industry here have had their mahi cut because of the Hollywood strikes, they support the kaupapa. The strikes by the Screen Actors Guild and the Writers Guild of America have dragged on for more than 100 days and cost the Californian economy more than $3 billion. Hepiri Mita says the core issues about the intellectual property of content creators and how new sources of revenue are shared are critical for Aotearoa as well.
The number I heard was 300 or so whaimahui who are currently out of work. So tāharoha ki a rātou. It's a big kaupapa. It's very complicated, when it starts sitting close to home like that. But yes, in principle, I kaupapa where they stand.
And that was your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Atua.